Simon Tov Lamed Vav Siv Gimel Yisrael Hayetz Mi Beis Eini Yehudet Hoi Shloshim Yom V'Nifnas V'Bai Sach Rabbi Ilzul V'Hoyot Me'achez. We said before that if you leave a house within 30 days, you're responsible to check the chometz. But if the one coming into that, the goy, who basically does not have any chiyuv of bdikas chometz, and the one who's leaving is going to be out to Mekayim the Mitzvah bdikas chometz in another place, Eini Yisrael L'Vav Beis Eini Yehudet, he doesn't have to take into account the house of Eini Yehudi, because we said that Eini Yehudi himself is not Nogia. We have to assume that he's Mafke, whatever he leaves there. Therefore, it's not considered his. And also, Yikai, which is a Bia, but Yisrael Bayis Acha, as far as his personal chiyuv to do Bdikas Chometz, that he'll be able to do in the new house. Continues the Mechaber, Aval Imam Mufoish, or Yitze Vishayor, of Lake Kanesh, with Pesel Bayis. He's leaving the Goy's house, and he's not going to a new house. He's going to be on the trip the whole time throughout Pesach. Yesh Vishayim, Shechol, or Chayuz Bia, Kivan Shutay Shalashim Yoy. Tremendous Kiddush. Within 30 days, Chazal wanted a person to make an act of Bdikas Chometz, even on a house that he's not going to be using, it's not going to be shechting on Pesach, unless he could be mekayim the mitzvah somewhere else. And since he's not going to be able to mekayim it somewhere else, because he doesn't have a new house, Meila, Tzav Levad, Vayishen, Yehudish, Yehudish, Mishon, Gedei, Lekayim, Mitzvahs, Biyur. Even so, he has to do the Bdikas Chometz in the Goy's house, according to his opinion, as the, even stranger, because the Torah meant the Goy moving in. So on Pesach, there's going to be Chometz in the house, the Goy's going to make his own Chometz. Even so, you have to do an act of Bdikas Chometz, according to his opinion. It says the Ramah, Afal pi she'eini Yehudi ikonis in the Bayis for Pesach, as we said before, even though the Goy is going to move in on Pesach, Yehi she'eimim she'enitzach, kishen nitlas v'eini Yehudi. The others that say no, that all this thing is, if it has to remain vacant, then you have to clean it up. But if the Goy is going to move in there, then since the Goy is going to bring his chometz in there, it's not relevant for me to make a bdikas chometz before then. Nice, the Mishabura says that Chok Yaakov says it's lav davka. Just means as long as Yisrael was mafka his chometz over there, he's puffed. The Mishnah Berurah says what's halacha l'maisa. So it says a whole bunch of discussions over here. Do we go like this opinion that you do have to do the bdika l'chumah since you're not going to do it somewhere else or not? So Mishnah Berurah says that if the guy is moving into the house and he's going to be living there in Pesach, then for sure he can be mekel, even if you're not moving to another place, because bdika chometz has no real meaning. Then Mishnah also discusses the famous discussion of the person's planning to sell his chometz to a goy the next morning. Does he have to do a bdikas chometz now? So we say, well, right now the house is mine, the chometz is mine, and therefore it doesn't help that I'm going to sell the chometz to the goy tomorrow in the morning. Or do we say, no, since as long as when Pesach comes in, all the chometz will be sold to the goy, that's good enough. Now, this is Nogia, does the mechiras chometz count as patras from Bdikas Chometz? So the Ma'aseh brings us that there's Machlokes Achreinim about this, and the Ikar Din sounds to be noted that one can rely on this type of Mechira. Some Seif holds that way, and some other Achreinim, and that seems to be the Minig. But if he's doing so, he has to first of all specify which rooms he wants to be given over to the Goy. And wants to do things like Achila, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Mechilim, you could let them be Mechilim, and rely on a mechir that will take place after the Bdikas Chometz to prevent them from doing the Bdikas Chometz prior. But the best thing to do in these situations is to make a mechir that will take effect on Yud Gimel. That way, by the time you come into the night of Bdikas Chometz, those areas which you sold are already taken care of, and cooling on, you won't have to do Bdikas Chometz.